All right. So today's devotional message is called Fake News. Fake News. And no doubt, if you have even a slightest ear towards politics right now, you know that this is the great catchphrase of our president, Donald Trump. Anything that's brought against him, any allegations or anything like that, his first knee-jerk reaction is that's just fake news. CNN, CSNBC, all these other news outlets are nothing but fake news sources. And really what brought me to this topic is many of you might have seen this picture that was going around a couple weeks back. And this was a billboard that was put up in Albuquerque, New Mexico by the American Atheists. The American Atheists, they put up this sign and said basically, don't even bother going to church this Christmas because every bit of it is just fake news anyway. And when they talked to the folks who sponsored this billboard, they said, you know, this is just one of our many ways of kind of putting a little jab towards organized religion. And I'll give you just a second to kind of swim around in the irony that is, that this group of atheists got together and organized in their religious view to take a stab at organized religion. I'll give you a second. But they said, just skip church. You know, everybody's going to church. It's Christmas. You've got what people call the creasters, those who come to the church just at Christmas and Easter. Don't waste your time. Everything you're going to hear is fake news. And truthfully, I am so glad to see so many people here today who have disregarded this plea by the American Atheists, and you've come out here this morning. But I guess if they're going to spend all this money, that had to have been expensive. I don't. What's a billboard go for on a main highway in New Mexico? It's got to be thousands of dollars, right? So if they went to all that trouble, maybe we should just say, is there something to their claim? Is all of this stuff that we celebrate at Christmas time, is it really true or is it fake news? Is it just so much story trying to coerce people into an emotional response to fill seats, to fill coffers and things like that? Or is what the Bible says true and valid, and instead of fake news, incredible good news? And I think you know, since I'm asking this question, it's meant to be kind of a rhetorical question. This whole story, this news that we're celebrating, the reason that we come together, it's the foundation of our fellowship. Everything we believe is laid upon the bedrock of God's infallible word, including the story of the nativity of God's incarnation in the flesh. So let's look at what the Word of God has to say about this. We heard it this morning. The kids were giving you bits and pieces of it a little bit at a time. We're going to look at the exact same passage, Luke chapter 2. So they gave us the intro to the story. There was a census. Caesar told the people they had to go back to their hometowns to be censused, to be counted. So Joseph and Mary had to go back to the city of David, to Bethlehem, to be counted amongst his people. And as they're on their way, Mary is very much with child. She's ready to go. And they come to Bethlehem, and there's no place for them. So they find themselves in the most humble of places, a cave or a manger, hay scattered on the floor with all the other stuff that's in hay where animals abide. Let's start at Luke chapter 2. I want to look at verses 8 through 16. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. So you had a whole group of little Ezras, these shepherds, who were just doing their job. They're out in the middle of a field in the darkness of night, doing what shepherds do. They're watching their flocks, minding their own business on a silent night in the midnight clear. You know all the songs that talk about it. And then all of a sudden, here comes this angel. This angel breaks forth, completely disrupts their situation. And remember, you have to understand the context of this story. It had been hundreds of years since anyone had heard anything from God. Joseph and Mary, they had their own personal encounter saying the Savior is coming. But for the people of Israel, there was nothing. Darkness and silence. God had been quiet. And then this angel appears, and the glorious radiance of God is just shining all around these shepherds out in the middle of this field. Put yourself in this place. Put yourself in this place of these poor shepherds. They're out there in the middle of night, hadn't heard anything from God for ages, and then an angel bursts forth in the full radiance of God's glory and holiness. What would your response have been? Oh, no. Your first thought's not going to be, hey, this is going to be some happy good news, right? You're going to be like, man. Because when you understand why God had been silent for so long, it was in response to the people of Israel's disobedience and disregard for God's commands. So here's these shepherds, and all of a sudden there's an angel, and they're like, this is going to be bad. And they were struck with great, great fear. And then in verse 9 it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were filled with great fear. I don't know if I would have responded even a little bit differently. I probably would have hightailed it off the mountain and been like, sheep, you're on your own. And the angel of the Lord said to them, fear not. Fear not. You know, we see encounters with angels in the Bibles, and almost every time the people are full of fear because you're standing in the presence of holiness. And in our wretched state, to stand in the presence of an angel, of course you're going to be struck with fear. But I think there has to be a parcel of that. And then we're like, we haven't heard from God, and now God's here. Man, it's going to be bad news. Judgment and wrath are coming for us. And the angel says, don't fear. Do not fear. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. This isn't bad news. Shepherds, come from behind the rocks. Put the sheep down. This is good news. And this is good news that's going to bring great joy to all the people, to every single person. And here's the good news. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And this is the news. Nothing else mattered at this moment. A Savior, the Christ, the long-awaited Messiah is born. Just as it had been written for ages and ages, God has come to put on humility. And the Word has been made flesh. And even better, he's right around the corner. He's in the city of David. He's come. So the news was given. And then it says the sky erupts with the full host of heaven's angels. I bet the shepherds are glad it happened in that order. Because God really, he eased them into it. One angel and they were scared to death. Imagine if God had been like, boom, the hosts of heaven delivering this news. I would have had a heart attack right on the spot. But they gave the good news, and then it says, the skies erupted forth with the multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. Praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Remember, if you came to the Ray Vanderlyn study earlier in the month, we said that where these shepherds were sitting, they were staring at the Herodian, one of the most majestic, glorious spectacles that Israel had ever known. And Herod was a narcissist extreme. He wanted everything to be about him. And these angels burst forth in God's glory, and they say, glory not to Herod, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those in whom he is well pleased. And they say, do not fear. Peace has come. Peace on earth has come. And then the angels return to heaven. So these shepherds were there in the silence of the night with no other noises but maybe some desert crickets and the sheep braying in the distance, and then all of a sudden, heavenly chaos, and then it's back, and they're like, the angels went away. They went back into heaven. And I imagine that the shepherds are standing there like, you saw that, right? That wasn't just me. Josiah, you saw that too, right? Yeah, I saw that too. Only thing that made sense in that moment, once they're like, man, was that real? Was that true? The only thing that made sense was for them to go see what this good news was all about. They went and they checked it out. They said, let's go see what the Lord has revealed to us, this incredible, unimaginable news. Let's go see it for ourselves. And you know what? These shepherds had one job. Watch the sheep. One job, watch the sheep. But what does it say they did in this moment? They went to Bethlehem. They're like, man, sheep, you're on your own. And they left and they went to Bethlehem because they wanted to see the product of this incredible good news. They said, come, let us see what God has done, and come, let us adore him. And it says they went with haste. You can't go with haste with 400 sheep in your trail. So that tells me they probably had to leave those things behind, and they left everything to go and see the King of Glory that morning. It says they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. There he was, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, laying there in that dusty, smelly manger. Think about that for a second. The very lips that spoke everything into creation lay there in that manger cooing, as little babies do. And the hands and the fingers that shaped the cosmos and the planets now barely big enough to wrap around his mother's fingers. And the God who collects every one of our tears in a jar, as the scripture tells us. He lay there with tiny, tear-soaked cheeks, born to live a perfect life, die a sinner's death, so that one day, because of that life, death, and resurrection, he may one day wipe every tear from our eyes as we enter into the perfection and holiness of our rest with God. But it all had to start in the most lowly of places. He had to come as a baby. And because everything that he was doing was for all the people, the shepherds, they came and they saw, they had to see it for themselves, but then it says once they did that, they set out on the most incredible, important mission that mankind would ever come. Man, these sheep, they were important, they were their job, but there was something way, way more important before them now. In verse 17, it says, and when they saw it, they made known the saying that they had been told them concerning this child. Having seen the fulfillment of God's promises, they left that place with one goal, to make known the good news of Jesus Christ, that salvation had come. This isn't fake news. It's the greatest, most real thing that ever happened on this planet. For those who've been coming for several years, you remember we looked at, there was a secular university that said, you know, we want to disprove this whole thing about Jesus being the Messiah. And they started looking at all the individual messianic prophecies all throughout the Old Testament. And you know what happened? They proved them right. They said, yes, this happened. Yes, this happened. And yes, this took place. And as they started doing this, they started bringing statisticians in, and they said, for just a small handful of these prophecies to have come true the way they did, that's almost mathematically impossible. But he fulfilled every single prophecy about himself. And when they looked at that, they said, you can't disprove it. There is no way mathematically to disprove the fact that Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah, come in the flesh. So this isn't fake news. This is the greatest news ever. God help us if this be fake news, because if this never happened, then no one, from the most religious zealot to the staunchest atheist, no one has even a glimmer of hope. If this news isn't true, then no one has any hope whatsoever. If light never stepped into our darkness, then nothing this side of heaven exists that can rescue us from it. Remember in 1 Corinthians, we read this scripture a lot of times at Easter time, Paul said, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Paul saying, if the resurrection never happened, if our hope only resides this side of life, man, we are fraudulent. We've misrepresented God, and everything we've said is fake news. But then he goes on and says, praise be to God that it did happen. The resurrection did happen. So no resurrection, no hope. Our faith is worthless. Pity us. But take it back a few steps. If there were no incarnation, if Jesus had never come in the flesh, there would be no crucifixion. There would be no resurrection. This is the greatest news we could ever hope to receive. Now, what will you do with that news today? That is the ultimate question that mankind must resolve in their heart. What will you do with the incredibly good news of the coming of Jesus Christ? In the book of Isaiah, in one of the many messianic prophecies, Isaiah says this, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory is being seen upon you. The nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. I don't think anyone had to be there in the middle of that field to tell those shepherds, man, you need to go check out what's happening over in Bethlehem. The angels didn't say, hey, guys, go over there. They said, this is what's happening. This is what's going to be a sign of it to you. And they said, let's go. And then when they encountered Jesus Christ in the flesh, no one had to say, now you guys need to go from town to town and tell all your shepherd friends and all the people in those villages. You need to tell them. It says, man, they made haste and they told them the word of what had taken place, what God had done. They were so overcome with the joy that came from that good news that nothing else made sense to them but to find him and then share him with everyone. Man, I pray that that is your posture this holiday season. That not only this holiday season, but throughout the rest of our lives. Because if you haven't come to experience Jesus Christ for yourself, I plead that you will find him now. No longer a babe in the manger, but the risen, victorious Savior, the one that has done everything to secure your eternal salvation, your joy, and your peace. If you'll only come to him and receive his free gift of grace by faith. To believe that truly he is the Son of God who was made flesh that he might die to take the penalty of my sin and of your sins. To rise from the dead on the third day, defeating even death itself. If you haven't come to experience and reconcile your life in light of the light of Christ, I pray you do that today. Don't leave this place apart from that. But if you have received the good news of great joy, I pray that you will arise and shine. This good news that God has made known to us, it is for all the people, that every nation, tribe, and tongue might come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Man, we should be out there shouting it forth from the mountaintops. Man, you know, I've never been a huge fan of Christmas carols, and the whole music ministry is like, oh, really? But man, as you come to understand the depth and richness of the gospel in light of this story, when you sing songs like Go Tell It on the Mountain, man, where is the nearest mountaintop that we should not be up there proclaiming with the depth of our being, Christ has come. Come and see what God has done. Man, fake news? Man, you know, I apologize. The only fake news that's been exposed in here tonight, or this morning, I'm ahead of myself, this morning, is that this fake news that was reported is in itself fake news. This is the most real thing you will ever hear in your lives, and I pray that you will respond accordingly. Amen? Amen. If the music ministry could come back up, we'll do one more song in closing.